Kitchen Rudimental, a series here on Blueprint for Living in which Annie Smithers will investigate the very basics of kitchen craft. Get out in that kitchen and rattle those
pots and pans. In the kitchen with Annie Smithers and her portable forest of lovingly raised root vegetables. Annie, hello.
Hi, Jonathan.
Now, this week, as promised, we're going to construct a bit of a summer baked root veggie salad here. What's the go?
What's the go? Well, we have the beetroots.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because I grow these things, I don't do as much peeling as some folk.
Because you know what's gone into
them. Because I know what's got in there,
yes.
Which is basically dirt and compost.
Carrots.
These are Nantes carrots. So these are, I love growing carrots. For years I didn't grow very good carrots, and our soil quality is so that we can grow lovely straight carrots.
They are very straight. I'm impressed.
And they they kink and join and have parties because they're growing around rocks and little stones.
Get
and
your
things.
Soil right and they'll be straight as a die.
And look, I find that if you have a nice nutrient-rich soil mix, is that you can grow root vegetables quite happily in container planting.
Turnip now.
Our turnip. Now, this is a pretty gnarly looking turnip. Now, turnips I do peel because they do have quite a tough outer skin. And I can either do it with a vegetable peeler or just with a paring knife. I'm going to pop him in.
So you cut him in half, giving him a peel.
Give him a bit of a peel.
And again, he's sort of golf ballish size,
yeah.
Both these turnips.
And there's two different sorts. There's
yep.
the purple one. And turnips have that they get a bit of a bad rap, but they are.
But your purple top there's a pretty little thing, isn't it? That little blush of purple under the green.
So I've got those just in a little oven-proof
yep.
little La Creuset pan, and I'm going to, as I suggested last week, pop a little splash of water in there, just to moisten it. A sprinkle of salt, and because it's here, I'm actually just going to put a little bit of olive oil on there. So it's the sort of thing that I would make when I don't stick to a recipe for it.
Mm-hmm.
I just sort of pop them in the oven, and they're going to go into a nice hot oven that's at about 220. We've turned the fan off, and they're going to go in there for probably the best part, I think, of sort of, 30 minutes or so until they're ready.
Sounds like another cup of tea.
Oh, it could be another cup of tea.
Here we go. Let's see.
So, here's our little dish of carrots and beets and
nice little scent off that.
And I'm just going to pierce them slightly to make sure that everybody's cooked.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've tried to do is have them all in a similar size so that they're all cooked around the same amount of time. So they all, and they're nice and glossy from the olive oil.
And you're saying you want a little crunch in there?
Yeah.
There you go, there's your crunch. Just like that, listeners.
Just like that. If, of course, you prefer to have more cooked vegetables, just leave them in longer. It's all about personal taste. It's not what Annie says. It's like what you want. So in here is some coloured liquid now because of the beetroots
yep.
in there. That needs to be, I'm going to reduce a little bit in, oh, we need a match for this. Do we need a match for this one?
No, that one will light.
This one lights?
This funny old stove. Come on.
There we go.
Goes.
There we go. So that's the leftover.
And it has, it's
red from the beetroots.
Liquid, the oil, the liquid from the vegetables, it's got quite a nice bloody colour to it.
And if you taste it, if you stick your finger in there.
Yep.
It tastes like the earth.
Mm, does. Honey going in there.
So that's about a teaspoon.
About a teaspoon of, yeah. Into maybe 3 tablespoons of the liquid from the pan.
And while that's doing its thing, I am just going to put some pistachios on a tray and then pop those in the oven while it's still on, just to crisp up a bit, you know, and we're going to scatter the little salad with those.
Nice. Oh, we've got a bit of a bubble now in our...
You can give it a shake.
I have.
You can be in charge of the reduction.
Shaking the reduction here.
Sounds nice.
That sounds good.
And you can smell the honey.
Annie's shaking, let it be known, is significantly more vigorous than mine.
I just can't stop
help yourself.
So now that it's got a nicer, you know, the bubbles are bigger.
Yep.
And that's indicative of the fact that the liquid is evaporating.
It's thicker, therefore it makes a bigger bubble.
And then I'm just going to toss all the little root vegetables back in that little glazy bit. And then see how lovely and shiny they are?
Yes, they are.
And then,
your turnips are taking on a little bit of pink out of that
beetroot
juice. Yeah.
And then the one thing that we didn't get in our organisation of our mise en place was a bit of vinegar. So we will head off to the pantry.
Yep.
And get a bit of vinegar.
Okay, this way.
We're moving as a group. All right. I'm going to choose red wine vinegar.
All right.
So I spoke about last week.
That's one there. Good.
Now I am going to...
Let's put a splash of that in.
Put a splash of that in.
And just a splash too.
Just a splash.
To sharpen that up.
And that basically serves as the dressing.
Okay.
So you've got
and
oil
there's
in there.
There's enough liquid there to quite nicely do that.
Yes. So,
There's a saltiness, there's a sweetness, there's a sourness. It's got all the things.
And the thing by boiling, you know, bringing them together with the liquid that they're being cooked in and cooking them all together, is that you do marry all those flavours of the slight bitter of the turnip, the sweetness and the colour of the beets, the sweetness of the carrots, and then the honey, the vinegar, and bring it all together. So we'll turn that off and bring it over here, and then we'll find a plate or two.
All right. So plates out.
Plates out.
And cooling there.
Tongs, pistachios from the oven, and then, now because we haven't used butter in this.
Yes.
So you could use butter.
Well, this is vegan.
It would be delicious. Mm. You could scatter this with some cheese, you know, a feta or a goat's cheese or something like that.
So you're plating these quite loosely around the plate, the little bits of baked vegetable, and the beetroot's going on for the real tang of colour up the top. Yes.
And then we have this lovely container of salad, more greens.
Yep.
More greens.
What have you got in there?
So we have some oak leaf lettuce. And we have some rocket, and we have some watercress.
Again, putting that around, not thumping it all over the top,
no,
but nice looseness. Everything's poking through. The colour is
pretty.
Well, the colour is showing through the green beautifully. There's a carrot there was just picked up for effect.
Yes, you've got to, you know, once you...
Now you reposition some of those.
Yes. Repositioning them, not with tweezers.
With the humble finger. Here comes the pistachio for that little bit of crunch on the top. And the dressing I'm sensing is still in the pan there. There's a little bit of liquid in the bottom.
There is. And then I've got my little junior shallot, which I've decided to keep as a raw counterpoint, which I'm just going to loop
shaking out into little rings.
And then...
Here goes that reduction, just drizzled across the top.
Drizzled across the top.
It's not swimming in it, it's just a...
And then that is our delicious little summer root vegetable
that
salad.
That is gorgeous. That's a plate of summer there.
It is. And I think that, the initial part where we talked about the fact that you don't always think of root vegetables as summer vegetables.
But that
to me says summer.
Yes.
So
it's that lightness, the green, the colour. It's got that crunch.
And because they haven't been roasted within an inch of their life, they have that little crunch. And
what do you think, Chef?
It's delicious.
Can I try the carrot?
I love.
Mmm. The little bit of shallot there on that sweetness. Mmm. That's very good.
And then try a bit of the watercress.
Yeah.
The pepperiness of that is delicious. Nice. And that can be grown in a container at home too.
That's the nice thing about this too. It's spare enough to actually, as you say, taste the watercress. You're getting the flavours from all the leaves as well as from the vegetables. It's not overwhelmed. None of it's overwhelming.
So there you go.
That's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
We better put the recipe for that up, I think.
We can write the recipe up for that.
Not that it's complicated.
Easy. It's not complicated. And good food doesn't have to be complicated. That's the thing.
We try too hard sometimes. And that, with a little bit of thought, with a couple of little flourishes, a couple of little touches, makes a beautiful thing, quite simply, from what probably, listener, is floating around in your crisper drawer even as we speak. Danny, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. I said shake, ride and roll. I said shake, ride and roll. I said shake.